It's all connected.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the It's All Connected show with myself, Grimnir, and the lovely Miss Circle. And today we will be talking about, do you hear the sound of the war drums? Do you hear the sound of the war drums?
Choppers in the night, right?
Yeah, Apocalypse Now or something along those lines, I guess. So this topic brought to you by Miss Circle, and let her define the meaning of, do you hear the sound of the war drums? Oh, by the way, before we move along, let me just mention, as I try to do this at the beginning of the show, sometimes I forget, that it's Monday, December 14, 2020. We are live right now, if you're listening to us live, on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. So, there's that.
There is always then Glory Yule, everybody.
Yeah, and howdy to all the folks there in the chat.
Yeah, Glory Yule. Merry Christmas.
And those
happy holidays.
Happy freaking holidays.
Oh. Yes. This is the Feast of Lights, right?
Festival.
Unless
you're eating lights.
You are. That's literally what... Well, you're starving on lights right now. I am. I know.
Okay.
Do you hang up Christmas lights, Grim?
No, I do not.
You do not?
No.
I never did that. Then I got two little ones. I hung those up. Now I can't stop. I want more. More Christmas lights.
Yeah. No, I don't really see the purpose, the point of the lights. What are the lights representing?
It's pretty and nice. And the ones I put up, I turned them on at exactly 16:26.
Why?
In the afternoon, right?
Why?
4:26.
Okay, why?
Well, that's just, you know, because they were the first. So that's when I just, you know, pressed the button. So I remembered the time, right?
Okay.
So the rest of what, because I'm getting more. So I'm going to make sure I turn those on around between, 16:26 and 16:27-ish.
So
I'm going to go out every day and just watch the lights turn on.
Great.
And clap.
All right. Okay, so tell me this. How long, when do you put your lights up and when do you take them down?
I have never put up Christmas lights before, so that's I don't know. Since I've never taken them down, I'm going to go with when it is no longer dark at 4:30.
Okay. All right, but you're not, I mean, after the initial lighting of your lights, you go back inside the house, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So...
Then I go out there again and again during the evening because I really like it outside.
All right.
But then it's all dark.
I'm just wondering, I mean, if they're up there because they're pretty and all that stuff, why not have them up all year?
Because in the summer I have solar panel lights instead.
Oh.
Because then I have longer days, so that's enough for the solar panels to kick in. It's not here in the winter. So I do have light in the garden all year.
Okay.
Yeah.
and do you do the Christmas tree?
No, I don't have a Christmas tree.
Well, where do you put your presents?
I never in my life had a Christmas tree. Well, my mom does.
Yeah.
I've never done Christmas just me, or me and Flash.
Where do you put your presents?
Under the tree at my mom's place.
Oh, so you always go there for Christmas.
Yeah, or aunt or somebody,
Okay.
I never bought a Christmas tree in my whole life. Have you? Have you bought a Christmas tree?
Well, yeah, I used to live with girls, and they always wanted trees. You know, they like all that, well, the stuff you like, apparently.
Did you chop down your own tree then?
No, I never chopped down my own tree. you just go to the stupid Christmas tree lot and grab a tree that'll fit inside your apartment or house, and you pay them whatever they wanted for it. I don't know. And I mean, that was years and years ago.
Apparently, the trendy thing in Denmark this Christmas is the crooked trees or the ones who have more than one peak, right?
Okay.
These are the ones you would throw away. Those are the ones who are in fashion this year.
All right, so everybody wants something that's a little deformed.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, enough about Christmas.
Yeah, let's get on.
Yeah, you know, let's get on to the war drums, you know.
Well, what's that John Lennon song? War is over, it's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
If you want it, war is over, if you want it.
Yeah, it is.
So, the war drums, yes.
I sort of hear people talking about them. I'm not there where they're being drummed, though.
Okay.
But I hear more and more about the people reporting the sounds of war drums.
Well, and I can understand the reason that certain folk would want, not necessarily want, but feel the need for some kind of insurrection, because the government is lying. Of course, they've always been lying, but now they're lying about something that these people feel a personal attachment to, which is voting. And they
plus all this corona, you know, fascism.
Well, I understand that too, but apparently being locked down for 9 months didn't really bother people too much, but a fake election does bother people a lot. And the thing is, if they had ever looked in previous decades, years, whatever, they would have seen that all of the elections are corrupt and fake.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks, Flash. Flash posted the link. Happy Christmas, war is over. John Lennon on YouTube there. So, yeah, thanks, man. And this time, I guess, they're so blatant about it. They're so right out in front about the fact that this is the elections that we're telling you are right are the ones we want. And all of your evidence to the contrary of these being honest and true elections doesn't matter. We're not even going to allow it into the courts. We're not going to look at any of your evidence. We don't want to hear you. Shut up and go away. Which works fine for those people on the side of the Biden, but doesn't work so well for the people not on the side of the Biden. You know, the thing is, and the people don't realize, it just doesn't matter who's sitting in the Oval Office at the White House, because he's not running the show. The guy's not running the show. He's a puppet, as we all know.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's just vanity.
Right. He's, you know, like I always use the example of the ShamWow salesman. And you're familiar with ShamWow?
No.
All right. Well, it was like a thing you wipe your car down with. It's a chamois sheepskin kind of thing. Anyway, it's just a typical little thing. But they had this big deal, this advertising guy that was on there, late night TV, doing those promo kind of things. Mm-hmm. And he would be on there selling you the ShamWow.
It's the best of the best of the best.
Well, whatever. And wait, there's more. Anyway, so that's all the president is the ShamWow salesman for the global banking cartel.
And still, Even if you just looked at the whole campaign period, right?
Right.
That was a stolen election already before the election.
Sure.
You had such an unbiased coverage from
totally biased, not unbiased.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Thank you. But, you know, it was already stolen then.
Sure, sure. And you know, they've been building up to it for a long time, of course. The whole 4 years of Trump's presidency, they've been attacking him and whacking him and calling him a liar and a terrible guy. And they never look beyond him. They always say it's him, it's his fault, that he's the reason. But of course he's not. He can only do what he was allowed to do by those that are really in control, which will be the same case for this dork-ass Biden or his terrible running mate, Camel Toe. So,
yeah, it's like, you know, great audiences creates great performers, right?
Sure. If you could convince people that what you have going on is true and real, then, of course, they feel some ownership into it.
Mm. Which is, you know, sort of related to that whole war drum thing, right?
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure that you start the reportings about the sound of war drums before they even start sounding, right?
Oh, of course. Which is why, generally, most wars are started via a false flag event. And then the people that are pushing to have the war, mm-hmm. the ones that are really in charge, can say, all right, well, I see you're going to go to war, but you're a little short on cash there. So let me give you some cash and we'll fund your war. And they say that same thing to both sides of the people mm-hmm. they're pushing into war, which, of course, is the case here again.
Yeah.
And whether you want to say, okay, it's the Antifa or the BLM or whatever, on the extreme left side and the Proud Boys or the what do they call those other idiots? Oath Keepers.
Idiots. You don't have to say idiots.
Yeah, that's enough.
On both sides, man.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. So
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway, some people here in the chat, I think it was Rob asking, did the moron electors do their thing yet? The only one I've seen that reported they did was Nevada, which of course all voted for Biden. The electors, I think it was six electors, something like that. Either way, they're all going to do it today. So it'll come out.
So today is a big day or something?
For the electors, right?
What is an elector?
Okay, well,
other representative that represents somebody that represents somebody that's going to represent somebody?
No. In the United States, the presidential vote is not decided by the voters.
By representatives of somebody.
It's decided by the Electoral College, which is made up of people selected via various political means, and those electors, so you got, I don't know how many people live in Nevada, 4 million, 5 million, something like that. So those 5 million people, they vote and get the whatever popular vote for that state, and then the slate of electors go and supposedly, normally, properly, do the vote according to however the people of the state voted. So you have 500.
Like
there's 538 people total that select the president. And so in order to get just over half of that, you need 270 of those electoral votes in order to win the presidency.
Just because, you know, the people's voice are a little too rowdy, so you need that buffering layer?
It's just the way it was set up in the beginning, according to the Constitution. Yeah. Which is why they apparently, reason they call it a republic rather than a democracy, because if it was a direct democracy, it would be the popular vote overall, which of course would then lead to the fact of like California and New York running the whole country. And we know how terrible those people are, don't we?
But you know, Grimner, right? When you build systems, the more complicated they become, the less transparent they are.
Generally, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, unless people do research on how your system was built.
But as a general rule, you want to keep the complexity down so you have transparency within your system, right?
Yeah. Well, you could make a complex system totally transparent, but people aren't going to look into it far enough because they'll look at it and they'll be mind-boggled and they'll say, oh, you say it works. That's good enough for me. So,
I don't know. I would probably suggest one rule, not to vote for anybody who's not going to pick up the phone if you call him or her.
Well,
wouldn't
I mean,
that be kind of a okay rule that, okay, unless you're actually going to answer my phone call, how can you represent me?
Well, I mean, if you got millions and millions of voters, and
then you got way too big of a system.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way that, you know, you can answer.
There's no accountability, right?
Well, there is no accountability. That's true. Although they try and make you believe there is.
You can't even call the guy up and say, what the fuck are you doing? We never said, what? You know me, Frank. I would never do that. Come on, Frank.
Yeah. So how many people?
I ain't going to war with my neighbor.
What is the total population of Denmark?
5.5 million.
5.5.
I think that's way too big, right? I think we have way too much centralized power. When I grew up, it was way less centralized than it is today.
Yeah.
The national government didn't have very much to say, and most of the governing was done out in the local, municipals.
Okay, so your queen, does it run things?
Yes, she does.
Oh,
she's
okay.
The owner of the state.
Owner?
But the
state, owner? Ooh.
That's the owner of the state. She owns everything.
How nice for her.
Well, that's what a queen or a king is, though.
The owner.
What else is there?
I don't know. I never really thought about how it works in a monarchy. I guess in the U.S. the government, which created itself by writing some words on a piece of paper, and said, okay, we're your government now.
They own the land, don't they? Don't you pay taxes?
That's what they say. They say they do. Or the states are supposed to own their own land. Each state is supposed to be sovereign in its own right. Although, with a dotted line direct fealty to the overall federal government. So, I don't know. but as far as a war, a civil war, or whatever kind of insurrection may be coming or not coming, as the case may be. I could see possibly an insurrection against government, but even now, people are not rising up against government. They're rising up against each other, or they're speaking up against each other, not really rising up at this point. But they're saying, you people over there are terrible. The other side saying the same thing back. So,
I feel like paraphrasing Larkin Rose. He put up a video today that was actually not bad.
Well, he does pretty good
and what
videos.
He said, yeah, what he said was like, it's either that crook over there or this crook over there.
Right.
And now you got people going to fight their neighbor for that crook. Whatever of them crook it is, you're going to fight your neighbor for.
Right, and instead of just fighting the crook. Why aren't you fighting the crook?
Just fighting the crook, yeah.
Well, I mean, if they want to, you know, rise up against government, because governments act, mm-hmm. obviously, even in the most esoteric sense, broken, and they're telling you, we know all of this is a lie, but we're not even going to look at the evidence. We want this to be this way. So it's going to be this way, and all of the evidence to the contrary of what we tell you is the truth, that could be damned, because we want it this way. So that goes from, you know, of course, the politicians, the judges, the courts, the police, the military, whatever. It's all the way it goes. So why are you not rising up against your governments that are causing you the pain and agony and lying to you and taking away whatever you thought were rights, which were obviously not rights, because if they were rights, they couldn't take them away. But since they're
Or at least go against their war drums, man, and start talking to your neighbor instead.
Yeah, but see, that there's a problem there, is your neighbor don't want to hear it either. Your neighbor...
Does it really fucking matter which crook your neighbor voted for?
Not to me.
Does it really matter if they voted for Biden?
I would say in a lot of cases it does. You got these various groups that form up to support side A or side B of whatever... issue, you know, and
even if your neighbor is pro-vaccine and what he truly wants or her in her or his or her heart is for you to be forced vaccinated, right?
Right.
Does it really matter? Should it really matter what your neighbor thinks?
Well, it does matter if they are pushing tyranny on you.
Yes, but then that's the problem, the tyranny that's being pushed.
Right, but they're the ones supporting that tyranny. So everybody that's supporting the various tyrannies that are going on throughout the U.S. of A., they are a problem to me, although I'm not going to go out there and shoot them for it. Some people would. Some people would. You know, the pro-maskers, the pro-lockdowners, the pro-vacciners, those that want more taxes on everybody, you know, your money stolen directly from you, those people are a problem.
But to me, I see the problem is the force that can be used against your neighbor.
Right. Well, and
my neighbor, any of my neighbors who are really pro-forced vaccine, I haven't met any of them, but if there are, I forgive them. I'm okay. I can be in room with them. I'm not angry with them. I don't want to attack them. I don't think they're horrible people. I think they have a misguided opinion, but that's what it is, an opinion. It's not who they are.
Right. No, I mean, you know, they're totally wrong in their thinking, because for whatever reason... they hate individual liberty. They hate freedom, and they think that you know, if they support the people that tell you they're in charge, then they can get their way via voting or whatever other form, and they can force their ideals, their ideologies upon you, and you'll just have to take it.
Yeah, that's the force, that's the sickness, if you ask me.
Right, which is
And the force is what is driving this division, where it suddenly becomes really important to you what your neighbor thinks about something. Because, as you say, that neighbor now have a mean for it to carry out his sick fantasies, right?
Right. And for example, your neighbor would probably never come over to your house and try and force you to do whatever it is he wants. But he has no problem.
And you can slap him, right?
Right. But he has no problem in having a large group of well-armed thugs to do that to you via his voice, however that's carried out, whether it's a vote or a protest or whatever.
And chances are he wouldn't even do that through a government if he thought he was a minority.
Well, he would try still, I guess, probably.
But not so much. And the less he would feel, you know, the less of a, the more of a minority he would be, the more he would be ashamed and wouldn't speak open about it. But now, because he the neighbor thinks he's a majority, or he is a majority, it's even open proud. I wish for you to be forced to do this. Right?
Yeah. Well, I could tell you this. I am not going to take up arms against anyone, regardless of what happens, regardless of the fact that if there's a civil war, I am not going to pick a side and say, I'm going to go to, you know, stand by this group over here and go and shoot that group over there.
No.
Of course, if they ever decide to, you know, invade my home, that's a different story. At that point,
you can defend.
Yeah, at that point, that's my line right there. My front door. I'd like to say the edge of my property, but I don't have a fence out there keeping people out. But if they come, you know, trying to break down my doors, they're not going to be welcomed in a manner that they expect.
Well, you could build like an invisible fence, but that gives people shock, and then not say where it is.
Yeah, I could if I had that technology. I want to get me one of those force field domes, you know, like they have on the Star Trek ships. Yep, can't come through here.
Yeah, but to be honest though, right?
Yeah.
All this talk about the sound of the war drums, it worries me and it has me scared for you people.
I'm not scared. I mean, I think generally, I don't, people could, you could say all kinds of, you could say anything you want and just that be the beginning and end of it. Because, but when it comes to actually affecting your own personal life, through having to take actions to support the words that you just spouted, that's a much smaller number of people.
Because you're like my canary bird, Grimnir, in this.
I am?
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
Well, like, you know, they bring it to the mines. They look, you know. If the canary tips over, then it's time to leave the mine because there is not a lot of oxygen left.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm just, if you're not worried and scared, then I'm not going to be.
No, but as is evident via our chat and via Twitter and via Minds and wherever else, a lot of people are, you know, scared. A lot of people are preparing to do something, whatever that is. And if it's just these goof-ass protests, people marching up and down the street saying, we want this, we want that. Okay, I'm fine with that. You know, go out there and protest. And if they, you know, start burning down places, just don't come out here to my little town and burn it down. If you want to burn down Albuquerque, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Santa Fe, because that's the capital. But you can burn that down too. Just stay away from my little burg, and I'll be all right with that. But will that change anything? Will those protests and uprisings change anything? Maybe. I mean, we've seen uprisings change things in the past. How much of that was actually, you know, natural and how much was controlled is a whole different story.
But what would, you know, if people in America started fighting each other, wouldn't they just face the U.S. Army?
Well, see, there's that. That's I think, what the outcome. I mean, the United States military, even the frickin' stupid National Guard is so well armed and it's everywhere, and any time there's a talk of insurrection, they'll be ready to go, and they've got plenty more people and plenty more guns than you're ever going to have. I don't care how big your group is. You're not going to match, you know, what they have. So, you know.
So who are the drummers then?
Who are the drummers? That's a good question.
Who are the drummers?
They're the people that have strongly held beliefs, which, again, beliefs are a problem.
So religion nutters, like...
government is the state, is the most dangerous religion, going back to Larkin Rose. Statism is the most dangerous religion. And people go by that. You're born basically into the concept that the government is good and the government is right. The government's here to protect you, and you should bow down to anything the government wants. That's
some good drummers. Oof.
Oh, it's fully ingrained, from the time you go into your earliest school, whether it be preschool, kindergarten, or elementary, you are brainwashed with all this information. If at some point, but once you get beyond your education, indoctrination, of course, at some point, once you get beyond that, if you actually study and look at various things they told you were true and right, then you'll realize that everything you've ever been taught is a lie. And it used to be that, you know, the math was real, and okay, maybe English, the structure of the language, was real, but even that now is all fake and messed up. I don't know why they started attacking math. I mean, it's got to be the worst idea ever, doesn't it? I mean, math is a solid thing.
They're just obscuring things.
Yeah. So
they're obscuring many things these days.
That obscuring has been going on since the dawn of civilization.
Yeah.
I mean that's nothing new. It's just more visible now, I guess.
Ain't Judaism supposed to be like the religion of wisdom, right? Of knowledge.
If you ask them, yeah.
And they're like the masters of secrecy, right? Everything is obscured into circles, systems, and hierarchies, right?
Well, sure, but I mean, you know, the Catholic Church, I guess they're the top on the Christianity pole, totem pole.
Well, they come from the religion of love, the ones that practice hate. The Jesus worshippers, the religion of love.
That practice
the
hate.
Ones that practices hate, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
well,
like
I mean...
the religion of statism, right?
If you want to, you know, say the Judaism,
the
you go back...
religion of power.
If you want to say the Judaism, you know, they're supposed to be the wise ones according to them, and you look at what they do... they're a vile, evil people. Maybe not the people themselves, but the government certainly is. They are vicious and just, you know, as Flash has always
put. It's just funny, right? Because those three major or four major religions, right?
What's the fourth one?
Christianity, you know, the religion of peace, that it's all about hate. And Judaism, which is the religion of knowledge, which is all about secrecy and obscurities, right?
Okay.
And then you got the religion of peace, the Islam, right? Which
Islam.
Is all about war and violence, right?
And killing anybody that disagrees with them.
Yeah, because they're the religion of peace.
Right. You don't agree with me, I'm going to put you to peace.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got the religion of fairness, right? Which is all about, that's the state.
Oh,
and they're all about greed and power and abuse, corruption.
What about Hindus? I don't know, they're a major religion, right?
Yeah, but they're polytheistic, right?
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah, I tend to be more with the polytheistic
okay.
people.
Okay, so you were... yeah, no,
I think
also.
The monotheism is like Jesus, right? Monotheism seems to, like, make all religions worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just got one God and they're going to defend everything about that God.
Right, but at this point, I mean, as far as to who are the drummers of the war, for the war, it is pretty much just the religion of state at this point, at least here in the U.S.
Yeah, and just like it's a monotheistic, there can only be one ruling class, right? There can only be one top of the hierarchy. There can only be one way to this big justice, to this fairness, right? That it's the paradise of the statist.
Right, the federal government would be like the king of the gods, and each state government would be like demigods that are subservient to the federal government. And either way,
we got prophets and shit like that in Christianity too, though, right?
Either way, the people that are on the quote left versus the people that are on the quote right, they both support the state, so they're both supporting the same god, if you will. But they're against each other, thinking like they can steer God to their will, which of course they can't. You know, God says, "Oh, that's nice. I'm glad you want that, but this is what we're gonna do." Yeah.
See, and I don't, you know, because OOFS is the media, right, is as part of the drummers, and I agree with that.
Well, yeah, but they're owned. They're owned and controlled by the same people.
I'm going to go with, there is not one, I'm going to be definitive, because that usually provokes people a lot. So I'm going to go with, there is not one single alternative media out there that has somewhat of a platform or attraction that is independent and is not part of the drumming.
RLM is independent.
Yeah, you have a very, very small platform.
I know, very small, miniature, tiny, microscopic.
Aren't you happy though?
I am. I don't want it bigger. I like it this size. I've always liked it this size. And a lot of people say,
"Oh, just imagine 500 people in here."
No, I don't want that at all. The media and all of the various governments around the world are all controlled by the same people. So you can look at this and say, "Oh, those Chi-Coms, they're horrible people. Them nasty Ruskies. Iraq, Iran, they're just rotten. They want to do bad things." They're all run by the same group. So, Fox News was great, now they're bad. And MSNBC and CNN, they're terrible. They're the lefties. They're all run by the same people.
And this here's the thing about information, right?
Yeah.
It's in information's nature to seek to a just behavior. That is what information does. It might not come with a conscious intention behind it, but that is the natural way of information. It alters and adjusts behavior.
It does, and a lot of
and
it
some
is...
People, and yeah. Usually it is done with high conscience and intention. I'm going to release this information to adjust some certain behavior, right?
Right, and they tell you their methods and their tricks on how they get people to think in a certain way about a certain topic. Because you could go out there and look up neurolinguistic programming, the NLP, and they put it right out there. This is what we do. This is how we manipulate people. This is a good thing. This is a good thing to manipulate people into thinking how you want them to.
And Foucault is the one who said that all, you know, in the nature of information is to adjust behavior in humans, right?
Right.
Or in systems, you know, whatever it's a system without humans, then data information would still adjust the system.
In the systems of systems.
Yes.
All right.
But you see, then you might want to look at, to somehow understand all that sea of information that's being thrown at you, right?
Sure.
Is to always look for, how does this information seek to alter or adjust my behavior?
Right.
How will it adjust or alter my behavior?
Well, people don't look at that. They hear somebody, he sounds reasonable, some piece of information, whether that information is accurate and true. They say, oh, this guy's an authority, so I should listen to him because of that, which is why my favorite quote, I guess, of all time, is that the root of all evil is the belief in authority.
Oh, but it is, yes.
Yeah. And people, you know, take that and mix it around and don't understand what the hell it means. But that's what it comes down to. The root of all evil is the belief in authority. If people quit just believing blindly in these people wearing lab coats or suits or whatever, and understood that these people are not out there to help you. They mean you no good. They want you to do what they want you to do.
Because really it's a currency, right?
Oh,
authority is a currency.
Huge
it's something
currency.
That should flow, right?
And it does flow.
Because when it comes to installing the newest wire on my computer, or if I have a problem on my Windows, right? Mm-hmm. I have no problem giving you authority to fix it.
Right.
No problem, because that's a currency, right?
It is a currency. It's very temporary, but yeah.
Yeah. So I have no problem with authority at all. I have no problem giving other people authority. I have a problem with just doing it blindly and just with no conscience, right? And not understanding that, you know, whenever you do it, it's a currency, so you're going to keep on giving it. It's not like you give authority to something and then it's there forever and ever.
Right.
You have to keep giving it.
Sure, absolutely, continually. Let me answer. Off there in the chat, it asks if I wear a suit and a tie during the show. Yes, I do.
Hey, bolo, wear a bolo.
Yeah, yes, I do. Off, I wear my birthday suit with a bolo. And since it's cool today, I got socks on too. So I got socks and a bolo in my birthday suit. Anyway. Yeah.
Yes. But I think you already answered the third question, though, right?
What was the third question again?
Will you answer the drummers?
Right? Oh.
Are you going to dance?
No, I'm not going to. Well, I mean, I guess in a way. Sometimes I answer the drummers that I see, whether in the chat or on Twitter or wherever. My answer to them is, don't be an idiot. Don't listen to these guys. Don't pay attention to the people wanting to go out and shoot their neighbors. Those people are morons. Protect yourself. Protect yourself as best you can from them, but don't engage with them. It doesn't matter if you consider yourself on side A or side B, because both sides are part of the same card or same coin or same whatever.
Besides, the whole side thing is the discourse given to you, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with most people, though, right?
No. People just want to live their lives, you know. People just want to have a nice, comfortable, safe, secure life. But they get caught up into the talk of various people or whatever ideas are being thrown their way.
Well, it's because you're constantly being told that somebody else's opinion has a, impact on your life.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have.
It shouldn't
and
have.
And really, if more people started thinking about it, maybe it wouldn't have, though, right?
Hopefully.
Hmm?
I mean,
because in all fairness,
when you say more, I mean, it's got to be a lot more.
Yeah.
And each person, of course, is a pebble in the cobblestone there that you're putting your road together with, if that's an analogy that can be used. But a couple of pebbles, you're not going to be able to walk down or drive on. You're going to need a lot of freaking pebbles to fill that cobblestone road.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I don't know if I can blame, if you can blame your fellow man for the actions of the government, even if whatever how they voted.
You
I
can't.
don't, I'm not sure I'm gonna eat that pie.
Okay, good. That's good. It's probably a poison pie. That's probably not one you want to chow down on too quickly.
Nah, I'd rather have some of Rob Works's pie.
Okay.
But when we squat your house, some point.
I'm not even gonna go down the pie road. That's dangerous territory.
Okay.
And which you may or may not realize what's slang in the U.S. and all that. So,
I don't realize anything about that, so thank you very much.
okay, good. Oh man. So I'm not gonna. I mean, I won't engage with those folks. I won't answer those drummers. Other than to tell them that, what are you doing? Or ask him what you're doing. Not necessarily tell them, but in a way tell them. So, I mean, a lot of times questions tend to be statements. So in asking people, why are you doing something that seems so ridiculous? They understand that you mean, oh, you mean I'm doing something stupid. Yes, that's what I mean. But I didn't, come right out, since apparently, and I've been told this many times over many years, that I am very diplomatic. Which,
Oh, you are.
all right,
I
whatever.
think you are very good at hiding your passive aggressiveness, though, Grimnir. That's what I think.
Am I passive aggressive?
No, I think you're very good at hiding it. Everybody is, right?
I guess. I don't know.
And
I think I'm far more passive than aggressive.
yeah,
When
but
it comes to
no,
dealing with other people.
yeah. But I think you have snarkiness that is undetected to most.
They're my sense of humor amuses me. That's all.
I take you for the kind of person who is always sort of laughing inside, going, Jesus Christ.
And see, and people, I laugh a lot, which is
I know.
obvious from any show, if you anybody ever listen to any of my shows, because things, all right,
And you have a wonderful laugh, Grimnir.
you can get upset over all the little things out there in the world, but what benefit is that? You're wasting your own energy. And it takes a far more energy to be upset over something than it does to just laugh at it because it's an absurd world. The people are freaking nuts. And I think that's what, the basic of everything comes down to is that everything's just absurd. Everything's ridiculous. You look at all the things that people are supporting or against, and it's just like, what do you care? Well, how is this important?
What does it matter what other people are, of pro or against?
Exactly.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't. So
No.
I'm not gonna engage or answer those drummers of war, supporting war on either side. I have no interest in any war. I don't like any war. I want no war to be happening on this planet whatsoever.
No.
Of course, I'm me and I'm just nothing compared to those people that have all the money and all the weapons and all the governments in control. So, so what if I had the ability to smite those warmongers, I would, but I don't. So. And anything I tell them, they don't care.
It's
So,
because Jesus took away your power to smite.
no, I don't think
Well,
so.
yeah, Odin used to be able to smite.
He could still smite.
Well, then Jesus came, so now Odin doesn't smite anymore.
Well, Balder came, but then they killed him.
Well, on planet Earth, everybody kind of dissed Odin and went with Jesus.
After the Second Crusade, yeah. after the Pope sent his people out there to kill anybody that was not behind the whole Jesus thing. Yeah, I know.
That's the kind of guy Jesus are, man. Come on.
Right.
The religion of love. He's loving the fuck out of people.
He love you to death.
Well, would you smite, though, if you could smite?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would smite all the warmongers. I would smite all those that want to force people to do whatever it is their desire is, when that desire is not in helping people, but in harming people and doing bad things to people. Yeah, I would get rid of those fuckers right away. They'd be gone. No question about it. That would be the end of them.
I'd like to say that, you know, I would only smite with love and forgiveness or something like that, but I think maybe the honest answer is I would too.
Yeah, I mean, these beings are not even human. Humans don't act that way towards each other. Not a good human, anyway.
No.
So, yeah, no, I would certainly, if I could wave my hand and say, "Be gone!" and they were gone, that would be it, yeah.
What if you could only hit each of them with one of them with, like, a, you know, gash of lightning or something? And they would just strike dead in a big scream.
Or if you could do something which would turn their whatever it is, I don't even know the proper word for it. It's not hate, because that would require caring, and they don't care. It would, their whatever it is that makes them want to do.
You could have their own void eat them up.
If you could do something that turns their own desire to fulfill their life how they want, at the expense of the rest of the world, if you could turn that 180, where they actually cared, where they actually had love for the people of the planet and meant to do well with all of their wealth and power, that would be preferable.
If you could mend their broken hearts, right?
Well, I don't know if they even have hearts at this point, but so you'd have to give them hearts and change them from reptilians into simians.
Yeah, well, then just smite the fuckers, man.
Yeah,
and spend all that time trying to heal all those minions who fucked up by following them, right?
Yeah, well, you know, at least expose the, allow them to know the truth that's been hidden from them their whole lives.
Yeah.
So, that's them. So, are all the dancers minions? Into what?
All those that dance to the drums, right?
Right. Yeah.
Are they really minions, you know?
Well, they appear to be. I mean, they flock in huge crowds toward whatever goal, I guess, whatever belief. See, it always goes back to that freaking belief thing. Which, if you've ever seen that movie Dogma, Chris Rock played this part of some angel. Yeah. I forget which one it was. Anyway, he was just describing the difference between beliefs and ideas. Because, good one, Donna. So his thing was basically beliefs are bad, just in the fact that people will kill or die over a belief. But an idea, and you can't really change a belief, but an idea you can change. You can look at that and understand the incorrectness or correctness needs to
be
modified.
Which is the famous hypothesis, right?
Yeah, it's an idea. It's not a belief in... Yeah. And the government. It's not a belief in this politician or this law or this election or whatever.
That's because the idea is open, though, right? And the belief is closed.
Right. That's just what I believe.
An idea is more of a question, right?
Yeah.
And an idea is a conclusion or an answer.
Well, an idea is an idea. I mean, you say, I think this, but once you're thinking...
But it has some potential to become, right?
Yeah,
I
could say, I think I have an apple here in my hand. I think this apple is God. But once you start making that thought, that idea into a belief, and I believe this apple is God, now I'm going to bow down to the apple and do whatever the apple tells me. Of course, the apple's not going to actually tell you anything. Whatever you think the apple is telling you is something that you or somebody else has created and said, this is what the apple says to do. like the movie Life of Brian, of course. Follow the shoe! We're going to follow the shoe!
But it does. But you see, it shouldn't matter though, right? If you want to follow your apple, go follow the apple, right?
Yeah, but once the apple starts telling you to do bad things to other people,
yeah,
then you know your apple's gone astray.
Well, somebody might come along and eat your apple then.
Well, they might, yeah, they might.
Yeah.
Hell,
yeah.
Just look what Eve did. She ruined everything for everybody.
That's right. Oh, I am so amused by those, what are they, females for Trump? And
yeah.
the females, the conservative, politic, Christian women.
Yeah.
Those I get a hoot out of those.
Okay.
They are on one hand Christians, right?
Right.
Yeah, the Christian God does not want females to be in power at all.
No.
No, that's like illegal,
of course,
man.
Of course, that's old. That's Old Testament crap. In the New Testament, they kind of soften on that idea.
No. How many females are in Jesus' following?
I don't know.
How many females wrote in the Bible?
How many what?
Females wrote stuff for the Bible?
Zero.
How many female authors?
Well, wait. No, I think there was like a Rebecca or somebody.
Yeah, right. She was not included in the official book. I can tell you that much.
Well, yeah. The Vatican removed many, many chapters that they did not want.
Well, the Vatican is acting according to God.
Well, they'll tell you that.
But I'm just saying, so on one hand, they're like, you know, proud Christian females, right?
Yeah.
And on the other hand, they're like politicians.
Okay.
How does that...
I don't know. There's so much hypocrisy in the whole thing. It's
they truly make me laugh. I enjoy reading their stuff. I saw the most insane preacher Trump's spiritual guidance.
Tell me this. Have you read the Edda? The Eddas?
No, not like from end to cover.
Yeah, from Snorri Sturluson.
I haven't. No.
Okay. Well,
I've read a lot of the sagas and the stories.
Okay, so you've read like Njal's saga and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so but in there you understand that when Odin was the king of the gods, he still is. Anyway, there's many goddesses and many females in charge of many things, and the Valkyries. You know, you can point at them. They come down and they pick
they're
you.
Not,
all right,
the Norse gods were not like weak, foolish men who couldn't take a woman.
No, they love their strong women. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is about how Freya says no to Thor, and he has to dress up as a fucking female and go marry a giant.
Yeah,
because she refuses to.
Yeah.
Fuck you! It's your hammer. You had it lost. It's your problem. I don't care.
There you go.
But all of Midgard falls. Well, then put on a dress, big guy, and get to it.
Yeah, there you go. Have fun.
Yeah.
Of course, Loki did that on his own, but he's a weird little dude. And anyway, we're out of time.
Yeah, but I get a hoot out of those.
Yeah,
women. Yeah.
Well, we're out of time, folks. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening to our nonsense here today.
And I just say no to thugs, right?
Say no to thugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
And to the drummers, man, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll
Smoke
be
a spliff
back.
with your neighbor instead, man, and find whatever you have in common instead of fighting with him.
We'll be back
There's
next.
something in
Wait.
common. You can all, you know, then you all like, you know, cookies or something.
Let me ask you this. Next Monday is the solstice.
Which is like the 20, what,
First,
first?
21st.
Yeah.
And you celebrate the solstice, right?
No, I celebrate the 24th.
The 24th. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
So you'll
You
be
don't want to
here.
be out next Monday?
No, I do want to be on. I just didn't know if you did, because I thought
No.
you were like a, you know, a solstice
No, I'm
person.
good. I'm not
All
going to be running around doing no pagan rituals,
right. Yeah,
slaughtering no
you should
goats.
run around in fields all naked
Slaughtering goats.
and film it for me. All right. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll be
No,
back.
we do that the 24th Scrimnir, not the 21st.
All right. Well, either way, film
Yeah.
it. So we'll be back next Monday with another It's All Connected show. I'll be back on Friday night, probably solo on the Freakers Ball, because Moose Girl may not be in shape for that. We'll see though, but probably just be solo. Have a great day, have a great week, have a great life. Yeah. And
Yeah.
don't follow those war drummers into their war.
No.
If you
No.
please. I mean, if that's your deal, then
No, play
more.
Paul Simon instead.
Okay. All right,
Like the
talk to
most peaceful thing you can listen to is Paul Simon.
Sure. All right, we'll talk to y'all later.
Have a good one.
Peace.